First and foremost, the Lions. So the Lions win their first playoff game in 30 years. Never mind the fact that this comes right on the heels of University of Michigan winning a national championship and going absolutely undefeated. But the Lions won their first playoff game last night. It was lit in the city. It was absolutely fire. For real.
Hey, back here at home, guys. Yeah! So, look, we got the winner of Tampa and Philly, which is tomorrow. We'll be here at 3 o'clock back at Ford Field because you guys fucking earned it. Dude, how electric was it out there? Yeah. I'm telling you what, it doesn't get any better. It's everything you dream of and then more. All right, that's outstanding work. I got 2 game balls. All right, number one, listen, when you come in 3 years ago, like me and this guy did, and you had a vision, and you start working together, and you've got an idea how you want to build it, and the type of players you're looking for, and how you want to go top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, and you're in fucking lockstep. You're in fucking lockstep. I'm telling you guys, it's a shitty business. It ain't always perfect, but we do a pretty good job, dude. Right. But without this fucking guy right here, man, Brad Holmes.
And guess what? That wasn't even a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire. It was just a hire because he was a great, great addition to the team. So I want to give a round of applause and a shout out to my guys over at the Detroit Lions. The city was electric, absolutely electric, cold and all. It was on fire last night, and it was absolutely awesome. So shout out to the Detroit Lions. We really, really waiting on the Pistons to get themselves together because it seems like every other team is trending in the right direction. We are a sports town. All of our stadiums and all of our teams is in downtown Detroit. The city is on fire. It is popping. It is growing. It is absolutely awesome. And so I want to give a shout out to the Lions for winning a playoff game. And we're going to be right back there next week because we hosting another playoff game right here in Detroit in the city, and it was absolutely awesome. So shout out to the Lions. In addition to that, there is an Arctic blast that is happening across the United States of America. Y'all got to bundle up. Y'all got to make sure that y'all straight. Let me see something. I didn't know. I messed up already and got rid of what I wanted to show. Let me see something real quick. Yes. Here we go. All right, here we go. We coming. I got to make sure that I get this right. Yeah, it's an Arctic blast that's happening across the United States, even in the South. In parts of the South, it's an Arctic blast also. Check it out, y'all.
Waking up this morning facing potentially life-threatening cold, the Arctic chill hitting the plains to the Midwest, even parts of the South, seeing wind chills below zero. Alex Perez is in frigid Chicago. I don't have to tell you, what is it, minus 31 with the wind chill right now?
Yeah, Robin, this brutal deep freeze moving in over the weekend.
I'm sorry, did they say minus 31 with the wind chill? Jesus. In Chicago? Minus 10, minus 30 with the wind chill?
Is so cold you can probably see some.
Shout out to all of my migrants.
Some of the steam rising from the buildings behind me here. This Arctic cold can be very dangerous.
This morning, nearly the entire continental U.S. engulfed by Arctic air and winter storms. Whiteout conditions pummeling Buffalo. Overnight, residents seen desperately digging out cars. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency. A travel ban extended into some areas after scenes like this. This video inside Highmark Stadium showing what kickoff conditions would have looked like if the Bills-Steelers wildcard game had not been postponed.
The snow bans are staying longer, they're broader, and also we're now seeing in real time 4 to 5, possibly 6 inches an hour in the South Towns in particular.
Up to 2 feet of snow already on the ground, to fans answering the call to come help shovel out the stadium ahead of today's reschedule.
Look at these fools. See? And then right after that, they think that that's cute. And then right after that, they're going to be complaining, talking about I got frostbite and my my stomach hurt and something is wrong. I want to sue the stadium. Yeah, you can count on these crazy fans to continue to lean into their foolishness. What is wrong with that dude? Buffalo, New York is one of the coldest places in the entire United States of America. It's like Antarctica up there compared to other places. But, yep, absolutely bad. Absolutely. Make sure that y'all stay warm. Be careful. Do not turn your heat off, even if you ain't got no money. If you're a bag chaser, make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description. That means that we're going to be inside tonight and we're going to be having a good time on the Q show. And so that's awesome. Last but not least, I didn't even want to report this, but I think it's important, and I'm not even going to show a video relative to it, but Lil Nas X. So Lil Nas X recently dropped a new video called Jesus Christ, or J Christ, and it's being called by MSNBC the evolution of an artist challenging the limits of what is called art by some and blasphemy by others. Goes on to say, Lil Nas X is brilliant at skewering the twisted realities of Americans' religions. J. Christ, his new music video is no exception. Dressed as a femme, this is what's in the video. I have not watched it. I refuse to watch it. Dressed as a femme, F-E-M-M-E, Jesus wearing high-heeled boots and a flowing mane and waving at a moonwalking Michael Jackson, Lil Nas X takes the viewer through biblical scenes that only he could imagine. Conservative Christians were quick to condemn it. So apparently he dropped another video and it's pure disrespect. It's blasphemy. It's pure disrespect. Obviously, he still has a lot of supporters. Think about this, y'all. Who would have thought that a young guy who everybody thought was just innocent as far as his Old Town Road and everybody was dancing to it and stuff would grow into becoming a monster. Would literally grow into becoming a monster. And this is why I tell y'all that fame and money does not make you a better person. It does not fix your issues. What it does is it makes you more of who you already are. And the worst part about fame and money, if you do not have character, good character, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to go with it, if you are not grounded, if you don't have some level of humility when it comes to your relationship with Christ or God or whatever it is that you believe in, you then lead a bunch of other people because they feel validated by your blasphemous ways, and then you feel comfortable leading everybody else off a cliff. So I just wanted to make you guys aware because for whatever reason, we talk about everything else in popular culture, but we don't address the things that's the really worst for us. And I'm telling you, culture is not what your history is. History is history. Culture is culture. Culture is whatever it is that is the most popular and that you celebrate the most, whatever is normalized within your life, right? Canadian culture is very similar to what's happening in United States and Western culture here in the United States of America and nationally, meaning that your culture is ever evolving. And the reason why the culture is trash is because the things that we celebrate, refuse to address, do not hold accountable is the worst things for us. And it's y'all fault. And when I say y'all, I'm not talking about the chasers, the people that's watching this platform in particular. It's people that continue to let this get away. And when they say that the more quiet you are to the atrocities that's happening in this world, and, you know, trying to just make sure you play it safe, the worse things become because the more loud they become. I'm telling you. It's absolute trash. Absolute trash. Is one thing. See, even if I don't necessarily disagree with you, I'm not going to sit here and disrespect it. You know what I'm saying? I could say that I respectfully disagree. We can even joke about it because everybody catch jokes. Everybody get jokes. But it's one thing to blatantly disrespect. It's practically like spitting in somebody else's face and say, I dare you to say something. And that's what we see happening today. So I'm not going to play the video. I'm not going to play no snippets. I'm not going to play any of that because I don't want to promote it. But I just wanted to bring it to y'all attention of what's happening out here in these streets, because it's important for us to recognize and pay attention to when demons is operating right in front of your face. Man, they saying, and they just having that conversation. So, yeah, that's your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen. That is your quick hits. Good God.